The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. In 2013, Army Corporal Brandon Corona was leading a convoy back to base in Afghanistan when an IED exploded. The soldier next to him was killed. Corporal Corona's left leg was crushed. After extensive surgery, doctors managed to save it, but after repeated surgeries over 4 years, he decided enough was enough.
It was all rods, screws, and some bone that didn't grow back right. It looked like a leg, but it wasn't a leg.
So he had the leg that the surgeons had saved removed. But that is just the beginning of the story. More after this.
I'm at peace with it, my family's at peace with it, and my friends think I'm crazy.
But the reason Corporal Brandon Corona had surgeons remove his damaged left leg was because it's actually the best chance he has to be able to walk normally again. CBS's David Martin talked with Brandon's surgeon.
Dr. Matthew Carty amputated Brandon's leg in a six-hour operation. He used a new procedure that could reinvent the science of amputations.
In the past, all that has been asked of an amputated limb is to provide an adequate padding surface in order for a prosthetic to be adequately mounted.
The new procedure connects the leg's front and back muscles, allowing them to keep working together and communicate about it with the brain.
And that is what enables us to walk normally without having to constantly look at our feet.
By keeping the muscles intact, Brandon will be able to control what's called a smart prosthetic, a computer-controlled lower leg that would allow him to walk almost normally once he retrains his leg muscles to interact with the machine. The catch is, that technology is still under development at MIT. And so, he waits.
2 days after his surgery, all that's left of his lower left leg were the screws that used to hold it together.
I'm happy that I have lost my leg and I'm ready to start recovering again.
And maybe make medical history. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Was leading a convoy back to base in Afghanistan when an IED